Now, we were talking about Nicola Weir, our reporter, who is in South Belfast at a new housing development near Shaw's Bridge. Morning to you, Nicola. Where are you and what are you doing?
Good morning, Stephen. Yes, as you said, I'm here at the site of the old Beaver Park Hospital on the Hospital Road in Belfast. Now, later on this evening, that's at 5 o'clock this evening, there's about 27 houses, detached and semi-detached houses, due to be released onto the market. And believe it or not, we've already got a queue sitting here waiting for that release at 5 o'clock. There's about 11 people here. I've had a chat with them. They're all too shy this morning, Stephen, to come on air. But generally, most of them are here for either family relatives sitting in the queue so that they don't miss their space, and other people here who are looking for a move. I've asked them what's attracted them to these houses here, because they do start at 245,000, Stephen. So it's, you know, quite a big price there for these houses here. They have said that they just like the area, and they also like the green space that's in it, and they just seem to be attracted to that. And the price, as I said, is quite high, particularly whenever people are saying that, you know, we're a bit cash strapped at the moment. But here to tell me more about these houses is Simon Bryan, who is the estate agent covering this development. Simon, you've been telling me that the interest in these houses has been immense, which is reflected in the queue of people here this morning.
Yeah, in the weeks coming up to the release today, there's been 550 people have registered interest in the Beaver development. And I think one of the big things is this is the biggest development in the Greater Belfast area to take place in the past 8 years. It's also a 64-acre site, of which 34 acres is going to be parkland available for the residents.
You were saying to me earlier on there's nearly 300 houses going to be built here, but this is only 27 being released today.
Yeah, there's 300 in total, which includes the restoration of the old listed buildings, which have been going to be restored into pavilion houses overlooking Central Gardens. And then the first phase of new build housing is what's going on release today. And there's 27, which is a mix of three- and four-bedroom semi-detached and detached houses.
Nicola, let me talk to him.
Carry on, Stephen.
Let me talk to him. Put the headphones on him so
just
I can talk.
Just hold on.
Who is this? Simon Bryan.
Stephen wants a word with you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Mr. Estate Agent. Good morning, Simon. Are you not worried, Simon, about creating the same mania and the same housing bubble that happened before? People queuing up and all this type of malarkey. Is it really necessary? Why can't they put in an offer at an office rather than all of this mania of people lining up outside?
Well, you know, we've launched what we think is fair prices for today's market. There's been a lot of interest. If you had launched them at the office, you'd have people arriving at the office to book. So actually, we are trying to get a system where people will come this evening. They can view the details of the houses, all the details. They've had private meetings with our staff in the office to get full details and prices. And I think it's the shortage of family homes that there has been in the Greater Belfast area which is causing the demand.
But will there be a bidding war?
No, not at all. I mean, they're fixed prices. So those people who come along who are in a position to buy and enter into contract will be offered a house for sale. So it's a fixed price and they'll buy. The houses are, construction work is just starting, so they'll be ready in approximately 6 to 7 months. So once they purchase their house this evening, that'll be a fixed price until completion.
Can you understand my scepticism, Simon, that so many people got burnt in the past and we just seem to be seeing the shoots again of people queuing outside housing projects?
I don't think so, Stephen. I think what happened at the boom period, there were a lot of people bought houses speculatively. And I think everybody who's buying a house, be it a resale house or a new house now, is a genuine homeowner. And there are a lot of people who've been sitting on their hands for the past 5, 6, 7 years when prices have been declining and waiting for the bottom to come to the market, which really happened probably about 12 months ago. And now confidence is finally coming back. And there have been so very few new housing schemes started due to the downturn. This is the first large project, which is going to bring, on this site alone, over 200 directly employed contractors, plus over 1,000 associated consultants to the project.
Okay.
So it's a good thing for the construction industry.
Good to talk
as
to
well.
You. So. Good to talk to you, Simon. Maybe you can put me back to Nicola, but thank you very much.
Certainly.
Nicola.
Hello, Stephen.
I give him a
Yes, do you want one of these houses, Stephen?
I give him a wee bit of a hard time there, so... Butter him
know,
up again.
You're always doing that. But
butter
tell
him
me
up
this,
again.
Do you want one of these houses here, Stephen?
245 grand.
I can get you a wee discount. I'm from Ballymena. We're great at doing that. Any discount?
I have no money. No
oh,
money.
He said no.
I have no
said
money.
No.
Thank you, Nicola.
If you paid me more, Stephen, I might be able to afford a house.
Definitely not.